What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts. Station.
Radio you can touch.
I'm gassed. I'm so excited.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
As a high Bob Lutz, higher than a kite, my answer would be, no, man, I can't do it. Hey, man, I'm high.
Oh, shocking. Monstrous.
Jeff Lutz.
Please, someone, at Bob Lutz, tell him how misguided he is.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's an excursion into the odd and into the very, very different.
Stand by for action.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. Max Power is producing and engineering. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We've had a stretch of beautiful weather, but no rain. We need the rain.
It's not going to rain for a while.
What are they saying down there at Action 12? Or Storm?
You know what it's called. Do you like just looking dumb? Is that what you're aiming
Storm
for?
Team 12. What are they saying?
They say it's not going to rain for a while.
Well, did you have that?
No rain on the horizon.
You had that exact conversation?
I wasn't in the morning meeting today, but that's been the conversation for most days, past and present.
That's too bad. We need rain.
We do. We sure do.
Dry. We had a golf tournament Friday at Sand Creek Station. A lot of people showed up. Really appreciative of everyone who was there. Gorgeous day. Friday went very well. Had a clinic with your friend Steve Linhard on Saturday.
Why are you calling my friend?
Well, he is your friend.
He's a good guy.
You don't think he's your friend?
I don't know.
He's my friend.
I haven't spoken with him in years.
He always asks about you.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I had a good time with him.
Excellent.
I'm going to start throwing in that between my funny stuff like Nate Bargatze.
You do whatever you feel like.
You watch SNL?
Of course.
Now, you know I'm a Bargatze fan. He's my favorite comedian of this time. Not as funny in his monologue as he was his first time hosting.
I thought both monologues were kind of mid for him. He must be saving all of his material for his specials and things like that.
That seems counterproductive. There are many more people watching SNL.
Yeah, but people know him. They know he's funny. They already get it. If you're going to be on the bar, he's hosting SNL.
You're not trying to expand your fan base? This is an opportunity.
All he's done over the last 2 years is expand his fan base.
This is an opportunity.
I don't know if he can get more fans. He probably has more fans than he knows what to do with. He's playing arenas across the globe.
I do believe this. His skits are funny. The 1776 stuff, that's him to a T. Very funny.
Sure.
He'll do that every time he hosts, I hope.
Well, he kind of has to.
Playing
now.
Off words. It's just brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant.
Well, there's so many other places they could go with that. Did you watch...
Well, then they will go there. The whole thing was funny, where Heidi Gardner was eating the giant hamburger. I cried laughing.
Let's talk about Jane Wickline in Weekend Update, the song that she did. Absolutely hilarious and wonderful.
Here's the problem with that. It's hard to understand.
No, it wasn't.
With the music over it and as the pace was.
Go listen to it on YouTube a couple times.
I'm going to have to. I almost put up closed captioning.
It's pretty funny. It's good stuff.
Well, I think it was funny.
No, it was.
You don't know.
I've listened to it like 10 times.
But you didn't understand it when it happened.
A lot of it I did. Some of it, no, I didn't. But
it
a lot
hard.
Of it I did.
That's my point. And after a while, it got to the, I don't really know what she's talking about here. And that's not being an old man either.
It is. It's being an old man.
No, it's not.
You don't connect with Gen Z the way folks like I do. And
you don't connect with Gen Z.
Oh, I know what Gen Z's thinking.
Gen Z is
before,
so far removed from anything
Gen
you
Z
think about.
It.
You're not even, you don't even have a gen. You don't even have a, what generation are you?
The millennials.
You're a millennial?
Of course.
That may be the
Graduated in 2001.
That may be the least productive generation we've had.
I'm not sure about that. I think we're doing just fine.
My group did very well.
You did all right with all the handouts you got.
Oh, brother. So they're handouts.
I don't know. Were they?
No.
Okay. What generation had the handouts? The greatest generation?
You think I've gotten a handout in my life?
The New Deal?
I've worked for every penny I've ever had.
Excellent.
And you know that. And you keep coming in here and degrading it. And you shouldn't do that. That's not what a good son would do.
What would a good son do?
Be proud of his father.
How do you know I'm not proud of
him? I don't think you are. There's no indication.
There's plenty of indications.
Give me one.
I just said that I wasn't not proud of you.
Then say you are proud of me.
I'm not proud of you.
Say it.
No, I'm not. I don't get backed into a corner like that. I don't like being back.
Just say it.
It. I'll say it during the show at a time you least expect it.
I thought the skit at the top of the water slide was funny.
Eh.
It was funny.
It was okay.
Funny. It wasn't the best skit of the day.
Sabado Gigante.
But normally I don't hang with all the skits, and Saturday I did. All of them.
Well, yeah. I turned it off after Weekend Update and watched the rest of the show on YouTube, as I typically do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we go to bed.
Now, we got a lot of sports to talk about today. We have Matt Beeler, head football coach at Conway Springs, coming up at 2:45. The Guardians play at 3 today. What are you going to do in that hour?
Who do you have on the show from 3 to 3:50?
We got a lot of talking we're going to be doing.
Well, I'm going to be sitting in that chair right there. Turn to my right
or
my back
turned
to you.
No, you said you'd ignore this.
What are you talking about?
I thought you said you were going to ignore the playoffs.
Of course I'm ignore the playoffs. Is that what I said?
What I swore I could have heard.
No, I don't
think from you.
I don't think I said that. I think I'll watch every pitch of every game.
Well, the game last night, but the two games yesterday, for different reasons, were as compelling as baseball can possibly be. The Phillies-Mets game, the Mets, man, how hard are they to beat?
Pretty relentless.
And the Phillies finally did it, and I give them a lot of credit. I've never seen anything like the Mets. Mark Vientos.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. Why don't the Cardinals have a guy like that?
Well, you do. You ruin them all, as we've already discussed this.
Well, we're not going to ruin any more. We're on a new path to glory.
Well, I hope so.
There's no question about it.
Absolutely no question.
You don't have anybody like Mark Vientos
sure,
here.
Absolutely not.
This is young guy that comes up and just has a...
Chase
has
DeLauder?
It. Chase DeLauder! I get so sick of you talking about Chase
DeLauder. What about Kyle Manzar? What about...
These guys aren't players.
They're not? What about Travis Bezzano?
He's a true guy.
Vientos?
Yes.
Yeah, he had a great year, and he's having an unbelievable postseason so far.
And that's why I like the postseason. And then last night's game, is Fernando Tatis Jr. well?
He's pretty excited.
Well?
What do you mean?
Is he a madman?
He's a little bit of a madman, but
is that
okay? That's there's
here,
no
I'm trying
problem
to
with
figure
it.
Out if I'm the investigator and I'm sitting at the LAPD and somebody comes in and says, "Okay, we had all this ruckus last night at the game," and I'm taking notes and I've got both sides presenting their case and their evidence. First of all, we have Jack Flaherty and Manny Machado. I don't know what that's about. Flaherty, he's a loose cannon. I used to love the kid. I still like him. I didn't know why he was yelling at Manny Machado. I don't know what's going on inside that game. I don't know what Machado may have said.
It's a high level of competition. That's what's going on.
I get it.
And everything that's said is going to be heightened, and every move is going to be there's going to be a microscope on
it. Actually, I got it out of order. The first thing was Profar taking the home run back.
That was awesome.
Into the crowd, and then kind of having a little fun with the crowd.
Yeah, it maybe went on a little too long, but it was still pretty awesome. If you're going to do that, you might as well milk it a
little
bit. And
then later on, we have... the crowd getting unruly, and I don't know what happened to set that off. I saw Machado. Did you see the gyrations he was doing to the crowd?
No, I think I was asleep by the time the stuff. But
I'm talking about today. The stuff between innings. I don't know if they've even showed this in the game. I mean, he's gyrating his body. He's kind of, it's almost lewd. And then there's pelting of a couple of the Padres, Tatis and Profar, with some items out of the stands. They have to halt the game. The umpires, the security comes out. Poor Yu Darvish, who's on a roll at that time, has to wait an extra 10 minutes to start the inning. So you got the crowd in L.A. just going bonkers, throwing stuff at the Padres. And then you got Tatis in the dugout making gestures with his tongue. And I don't know what this guy – I think he might be crazy.
Is that bad?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't like it.
Well, he's not under the microscope that he was under at one point when he was – a budding and up-and-coming superstar. Then he gets popped for performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, lay low.
He's in San Diego. The eyes.
He was in L.A. last night.
But I'm talking about he plays for San Diego. The eyes aren't on him as much, so he's probably let that go to his head a little bit. I'm just going to be me. And me is kind of nuts. But me is also pretty awesome at baseball still.
Well, yeah, he had two home runs last night.
Crushed him and a double.
But he's insane. What are you going to do with the guy?
You're going to put him in right field and put him at third in the lineup or second or wherever he
now,
bats.
And this series shifts to San Diego for game three tomorrow night, and it's going to be crazy.
Of course.
Here you have the Dodgers outside of Flaherty and his antics, but you've got veteran leadership, Otani, Betts, and Freeman. Just aren't going to be crazy, right? They're not insane.
They're not like that.
They're not like that. And on the other side, you got Profar, Tatis, to a lesser extent, Machado, although he's not really crazy.
Profar isn't either.
No, but I think I don't know what to think.
They're a team that has a different kind of character.
I told you I think San Diego is going to go to the World Series.
Oh, maybe they will, maybe they won't. That'll play out over the next couple weeks.
Well, I'm not a maybe they will, maybe they won't guy.
I am. It's baseball.
I don't like people who sit on the fence. I'm going to go on one side of the fence.
Great. The fence is, it's baseball. That's my side of the fence.
Well, now that's a boring thing.
The White Sox can
nobody
win two out of three from somebody.
It's, from you. It's, there's nobody that wants to listen to this show that wants us to be on the fence.
Well, they should listen to the show for realistic. I mean, okay, you made a pick. Who cares?
Well, we always make
picks.
It
doesn't matter.
We always make picks.
Okay. It's wonderful. But it doesn't matter.
Well,
anything can happen in a baseball game. And it's two out of three now for both National League series. Like I said,
who am I for? Am I for the Padres?
I don't know.
I was, but I don't think. I thought Tatis took it overboard. I need some of my people to call me and tell me.
Sure.
But I think Flaherty may have taken it overboard.
I don't know. Who cares?
The
Guardians playing.
I don't care about the Guardians. That's the least interesting of the series.
Why?
It just is.
Why?
Because neither.
Why?
The Royals and Yankees is interesting. They had a go back and forth.
Okay, well,
and we'll talk more about that later.
Tell me why Guardians Tigers
is not as interesting. Neither team is as compelling.
Why?
They don't have the star power. They just don't. You can't compare the star power.
Oh, okay. Well, there are a whole lot of shutouts in this series, right? In this round, were there a lot of shutouts? Oh, the Guardians.
Yeah, but
Guardians got the only one. No stars.
You can't compare star power.
Seven runs. No stars.
Look at the Royals and the Yankees. You got Judge, Soto, Witt.
Who cares?
You got all. Kinds.
I got a better team.
Look
I got more
the
wins.
Padres, Dodgers, stars everywhere.
Great.
Look at the Phillies, Mets, stars.
Yeah, it's maybe it's baseball's fault.
Right,
we got
when Bryce Harper,
Tony, he's up in five batters.
Oh,
everyone
you're going to jump on that wagon.
Well, give me a break.
When you set your watch to watch Bryce Harper hit, That's a star, man.
You know what I want? I don't care about stars. I win.
Oh, boy. Go, Tigers, go.
Good.
Go,
Tigers, go. A lot of stars on the Tigers.
I can't tell you how much you just switched me.
Good. Go, Tigers, go. That's wonderful.
You win.
Sure do.
What have you won?
More than the Tigers.
What have you won in
your life? More games than the Royals.
Tell me what. When you say you win.
More games than the Royals.
You're talking about this year.
Every year, pretty much. Every year of my life. I would love to see that match.
The Royals are hanging a couple, aren't they?
No, they lost.
They got two banners they're hanging.
They lost Saturday, from what I remember.
Right? They got an 85 banner, which killed me.
We got two banners.
They got a 2015 banner.
We got two banners.
Yeah, from the Ice Age.
No, they're banners. They fly forever. That's why we say it.
Don't get cocky on me after one win. That is weak.
I'm just sick and bold. It's the least compelling series.
It is the least compelling series.
No, it's not.
Look at the ratings.
I don't care about the ratings. I don't care about idiots who, Andres Galarraga isn't playing this game. I better turn the channel.
Andres Galarraga?
Yeah.
Really, that's what the idiots are saying.
Probably.
You know what the idiot's saying? That. What you just said.
Right. That's my point.
That's what an idiot says.
Exactly.
I hate to use the word idiot.
I'm glad we agree.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll watch that game. I'm interested in it.
I'm watching it right here. I'm not leaving.
I'm interested in it. But I'm more interested in tonight's Yankees.
You can head upstairs.
And I'm more interested in tomorrow's two National League games.
Great. You can head upstairs. I'll watch the game.
They're more compelling.
Great. Head upstairs. I don't need you. And Misty and I
got you. I got you. I own you.
Why do you think that?
My goodness.
You're the worst at arguing I've ever even seen.
You get so defensive about this
stuff. Not defensive. Go upstairs.
You'd have to do the show alone.
After the show, you'll head upstairs.
No, at 3 o'clock.
No, the show.
You're not leaving after the game?
Of course not. After the show, no. After the game, yes.
Well, I have to go get my wife.
Fine, I'll be right there. I'm not going to leave and miss part of the game.
Well, it's on radio.
I like watching.
Actually, it's not. You don't have SiriusXM.
I have the MLB app. Of course I can listen to it.
Well, that's how I'll listen to it as I drive to Wellington.
Well, head on.
And then when we get home tonight, we'll get comfortable and watch the Yankees and Royals, and then switch over and watch some of the Chiefs and Saints. Big night for Kansas City sports.
Sure.
Two teams in prime time. I guarantee you that hasn't happened before.
Unlikely. I can't say never, but.
Well, I'll say it. I'll say never.
Never?
Yeah.
Huh. The Royals were in the playoffs a lot in the 70s and 80s. They were still Monday Night Football. And there was Monday Night Football in 2014 and 2015.
I'll bet they weren't on in prime time.
You don't think?
I'll bet not. And I don't think there were. Oh, here we go.
I'm gonna look.
The fact checker, the Daniel Dale of Bob and Jeff. You're not gonna look. You can't find that.
Of course I can.
That's impossible to find.
I'll at least look at 2014 and 15.
They weren't on no. Didn't happen.
You don't think?
No.
Okay.
So anyway, a good weekend. The one thing that kind of escaped me is high school football on Friday night. I was not as locked in as normal, and it felt weird to me. Were there any big, I've sort of caught up, but were there any big goings on?
Well, Eisenhower lost to...
I saw that.
Andover Central lost to Goddard.
I saw that. Our friend Tommy Beeson pulled an upset.
Big win for the kid.
And Andover darn near got Goddard Eisenhower.
Yes.
That kind of juxtaposition. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, already.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You didn't read my Friday Five?
No, but do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Goddard beat very highly ranked, number one ranked Andover Central. Andover Central, number one ranked. And then Andover almost got very highly ranked Goddard Eisenhower. but fell just a little bit short.
Interesting.
I doubt that was covered in most mainstream media.
We had all of it.
By the way, I want to mention, I read this morning, Scott Pask, our friend from Keisha Covered, mentioned that longtime Augusta basketball coach and athletic director, Armin Hilliard, passed away. Man, Armin was at Augusta when I started at the Eagle back in the 70s. And as nice a guy as you'd ever want to meet, and I want to send out our condolences to Armin, Armin's family, and everyone who knew him. An absolute Augusta legend, Armin Hilliard passed away today, or last night. I'm not sure which, but that goes all the way back to my early years at the Eagle.
Yeah, he's probably just a little bit older than you.
Let me think about that. I'd say he's at least 10 to 15 years older than me.
There's a lot bigger difference between 20 and 30 than there is between 70 and 80. You know what I'm saying?
He was probably in his 30s.
Could have been.
Because I think he'd already been around a while.
Sure. I'm not familiar with the
young man. Of course you're not.
Young man. Our paths never crossed, but again, I echo those condolences.
Anyway. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some NFL as we get close to the first pitch for the JV game in the American League playoffs.
Wasn't listening.
Back in a minute.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast. This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
What happened in football yesterday? How'd your fantasy team do?
We took it to the guy who picked all the Chiefs, so he's still got a few guys to go, but we're going to hammer
him. If he picked all the Chiefs, I'd say he has a few guys.
He has a couple Chiefs. He has a Chiefs defense. I don't know. Anyway, we had a great week. I had another great week in all my fantasy leagues. It's just, it never ends, basically. What I imagine you lost to Duda. That was the game everybody had their eyes on, the JV game.
Yeah. Looks like I'm going to lose that one, unfortunately. But you can't win them all. And I'm going to be back in the thick of things once I get my running backs back. I did a nice job getting Dowdle from off the waiver wire.
That was a good move.
He did okay. Odunze didn't do much. Marvin Harrison Jr.'s had one good game.
Yeah, he had two. Didn't
I'm about ready to get rid of him.
Well, trade him to us. We'll take him.
This kid Thomas for Jacksonville's playing well, but I had him on my bench. So I got to get Pacheco and McCaffrey back, and I don't know if I am.
You might not, but you got to piece it together. We all go through
I'm
injuries.
Trying to piece it. No, not like that.
Yeah, like that. No, everybody goes
through
it.
You haven't had a star injured. You haven't had your first two picks.
I traded Malik Nabers.
I don't want Malik Nabers.
Okay.
I don't care.
I didn't
about
ask
it.
If you wanted him.
Who you want to trade me now?
I don't want to trade anybody.
Well, that's not very friendly of you. You usually try to help me.
Not this year. Not with the attitude you're presenting on this show today.
That's too bad.
Which is awful.
What do you mean?
Here's what happened in the NFL yesterday.
Well, I'm going to tell you what
16
happened.
16 hours of football. I did not catch all of it, but I caught some of it.
I'm going to tell you what happened if I can find our picks.
I hope you don't. The picks were awful.
I don't know what I've done with them, frankly.
I don't either.
Here they are. You have picked three correctly so far.
Yeah, I know, but it's been bad.
You missed your bonus game.
I missed my 8-point game, too.
Yeah, you've not done well. Duda's lights out. If he gets New Orleans tonight, he will have gone 7-2 overall with a 10-point bonus win.
What's his point total stand at right now?
His point total right now is 35.
Goodness.
Your point
total
right now.
He might only be 14 or 15 out of fourth.
Your point total right now is 11.
Not good.
My point total right now is 19. Max's point total right now is five.
Josh Allen's the man, though, right,
and
Max?
Anthony's point total right now is minus 8.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't gotten a game right, and his 8-point pick with Buffalo failed him as well.
Well, he must have gotten some game right.
No, he didn't get any right.
Well, then he'd be well below minus 8.
No, you that's 0.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Anyway, Max, Josh Allen.
No, wait a minute. Let's talk about this.
I don't want to.
I never imagined.
You still have that one hair. I wish you'd just do something about that.
Every time you're on the defensive.
Oh, I can't stop looking at it.
It comes out from here, and it just looks funny.
Well, let's shave it.
Let me ask you a question. I could have sworn when I was a young man and you were born, if somebody asked me, when you're 69 and your son, my goodness, he'll be 40, 41 years old, who do you think will be smarter?
Why is it intelligence when I just, because we're talking about a guy missing games and he missed his bonus, it seems it, in my head, which I know isn't right, it doesn't make me not smart, it just is an oversight that you miss you get negative points for the other games you miss too.
Anyway, I would have said, yeah, I expect Jeff to be smarter than me when I'm 69. I mean, that
and I am.
That would make sense. But it's not even close, man.
What do you think makes you so smart?
I don't know. I just
have it. Because you add up these numbers sometimes?
I just have it. I guess what stood out to me was the Baltimore-Cincinnati game and the fact that Cincinnati got conservative in overtime after having Joe Burrow just tear it apart in regulation. What are they doing?
I don't know.
For a 50-yard field goal? And the snaps, the holder can't get the ball down? Are you kidding me?
They have a good they've got a good offense either way. They've got Chase Brown. They've got guys who can run it.
Chase Brown?
Yeah. And Zach Moss. They have some good running backs. They have a good offense overall.
They're okay, but Burrow was just ripping it.
I know he was. He threw a costly interception, but for the most part, yes, he was great.
They're now 1-4. I don't get it. I'm going to say this again. I know Cleveland's terrible, but the Washington Commanders, they've got my attention.
We'll see. They've got a sort of, not really, but a kind of tough stretch coming up where we'll find out more. I think they're good. I don't think there's any question that they're good. But we want to see them in games that
matter.
They're
the story of the year so far.
Well, Jaden Daniels.
And the Minnesota Vikings. Those are the two.
Jaden Daniels is the story.
And now the Commanders.
Name two other players.
McLaren, that other kid.
Name anyone on their defense.
Jones.
Yep, he's sure there. Nose tackle.
They're a story. The whole team's a story. Those are the two big takeaways. And then Minnesota beating the Jets. Josh Allen was horrific, especially early in that game against Houston. I was excited about that game, and he just looked terrible.
He was horrific for most of the game. What did he finish, like 10 of 30 or something like that? And no more Buffalo games on the picks because I'm tired of hearing that Josh Allen is the man. This guy's not won anything ever.
What are you after Max for today?
I just don't want to hear it anymore.
He no receivers that can catch. That's his problem.
He was 9 of 30 I could have thrown to you and Jeff and been better than
that. Yeah, there was 22 drops.
And by the way, why was he good early in the year? He had the same receivers.
I don't know. They just weren't catching. He had them. They wouldn't catch the ball. I don't know.
He's terrible.
He had 21 drops yesterday.
Just say it, Max. It's okay.
But he's
not.
He
was awful yesterday.
I'd take him in a minute.
Cost him the game.
Cost me my 4 points.
And he cost Max 6 points.
Painful.
He should be mad now.
You should be mad at Josh Allen.
I'm not mad at Josh
Allen. I mean, Duda and me are the only ones that picked Houston.
And his
Houston
coach.
Houston for 10 for dudes. What'd you have him at?
I had for 5.
I don't think
McDermott's I got to start doing good. The Duda and pick everything for 10. I don't like that, but it really upsets me, in fact. But it's the only way you can do it, apparently. If you can't beat them, join them.
Well, you guys go right ahead and start picking for 10 every game, and I'll...
That's what Duda's doing.
And he's not even in the hunt. He had a good week this week.
He's got to be in the hunt now. He had 35 points.
Next week will be terrible.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know. He's been on fire,
Bob.
If he keeps getting 10-point bonuses...
Sorry, Matt. What? Both of you can't talk at once.
I just said Duda's been on fire.
On fire? He was terrible last week.
Hit the 10 points.
He had a good
twice.
Week this week. He's terrible. He doesn't know what he's doing. If it weren't for you, he'd be in last place.
Just helping him out.
Anthony's the one that's taking the hit this week. Just had an awful week of picks. So anyway, it wasn't a really captivating NFL week. I'm much more into the baseball. And I'll say this. The baseball has come through in a big way so far.
Of course.
The games have been exciting, except for yours. You ran away a little bit.
Thank you.
Took it to them. Is Scooble going today?
Yes.
If you can get this one, it's over.
Oh, I'd like to think so.
But I don't know if you can beat him.
I know we can beat him. David Fry is good against him. Ramirez is good against him. We'll scratch out a few and hand it over.
Well, I don't want
you. Did you watch the game?
No, I told you I didn't
know,
see the game.
I know, but good grief.
Saturday was a really busy day. I didn't see that game. That's the one I didn't see.
I know, and that's upsetting.
You sent me some cryptic text.
Well, I thought you were watching the game.
Who
doesn't watch the Guardians?
Do you not know what I had going on Saturday?
No, you don't tell me what's going on.
Just assume that on Saturdays I'm busy.
Fine, but you watched every other game.
Yeah, I got home.
Well, Lane Thomas hit a 3-run homer in the first inning.
Yeah, you sent me some, there's an acquisition. I thought the Cardinals got somebody.
Who cares? The Cardinals don't get anybody.
Why would you send that to me?
Yeah, the Cardinals got the corpse of Bobby Bonilla.
I mean, when I get that kind of a text, I'm thinking, well, what'd we get? And I look it up, and I go, well, he must be talking about the Guardians.
And it's deadline acquisition Lane Thomas.
And then who's had about 9 hits since you got him in August.
He had about 40 in September.
So good for him and good for you. And we'll see if he can win today. I hope you didn't text Tom Thurber.
I don't have Tom Thurber's number.
Good.
I don't care.
You know what?
I don't care about Tom Thurber.
Really? You don't care about
him? Not right now. I care about my team and my team only. I'm not a rub-it-in guy. If your team loses, hey, you're not going to hear from me.
Good. Nor should we.
Unless it's the Royals, then maybe.
Who are you going to text then?
If the Guardians win the World Series, I'm going to text everybody.
Really?
And I might. They might banish me from Earth.
You're going to text everybody you know?
Yeah.
Nobody will want anything to do with you ever again.
That's my point. I don't care.
You don't care about people. What a terrible thing to
That's
say.
That's not what I said, but...
Well, you just said you don't care if anybody has anything to do with you.
No, I don't.
Well, that's not caring about people.
And it's going to last a whole year. As long as we're reigning, defending champions, you're going to hear from me, folks.
That's terrible. That's a bad look. Just a terrible look.
We got 10 wins to go.
Last week I was I'm switching gears. I don't care about the Guardians.
I do. What do you got?
Don't care about them. May not watch them.
Good. I will.
So last
Turn it on,
week,
in fact,
last week we were in Wellington. I was with my wife, and we decided to get Big Cheese Pizza and bring it home. And you remember Big Cheese Pizza.
It's a staple of the Wellington community.
You remember Big Cheese Pizza over there on West Street, Central and West Street.
They had Big Cheese Pizza.
their salad bar was fantastic, and they had these little cinnamon breadsticks that were just unbelievable.
You know what that, you're kind of, are you demeaning their pizza? Like,
well, what I'm going to say about their pizza is it's really good, except it doesn't have sauce, red sauce.
None?
I didn't sense any.
Hmm.
So it was kind of strange. Is that how you remember Big Cheese Pizza?
I don't remember like that, no. I would assume because it's pizza, it would have pizza sauce. But who's to say?
Well, sometimes, you know, you have different kind of sauces for pizza. We'll look into that in more detail.
Maybe we can call them and get them on the air.
Well, no, I don't want to get them on the air. I'm just telling you. Why do you have to... I don't like you on this show when you're... When you've got a Guardians game.
Well, turn it on.
It's a terrible look.
Did you see my...
I hope Detroit... What if Detroit scores 4 in the first?
Not going to be a lot of pleasantries going on here.
Well, you can't just punt the show.
Well, I believe in Matthew Boyd.
I don't care about Matthew Boyd.
He's pitching.
I'm asking you, what happens if Detroit scores 4 in the first?
Head home.
You won't even finish
I'll
the
show. I'll probably head home, yep. Better find some guests.
Well, Tony Dusing, our program director, I hope we'll fire you at that point.
Oh, bring it.
Here's Matt Beeler, the head football coach at Conway Springs. They're having another special year. Coach, welcome.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about, you know, you come off a state championship season. The program at Conway Springs has been an interesting one. Certainly for many years, it was a powerhouse. Then it took a little step back for a while. Now it's become a powerhouse again. It's interesting how this stuff works in small communities. You've been associated with Conway Springs for quite some time. Just describe the atmosphere in that community as it relates to football.
Well, it's a special place to be. The community rallies behind it. You know, you get all the people that show up to games. You get when you go away, you get a great crowd going to those as well, and they even have signs that say "Turn the light out, last one." So it's a neat place, and it's great to play football there.
Yeah, I might dispute the claim. I mean, I guess there was a small step back, but even, you know, the year before last, 2022, you went 7-4, but you won a couple playoff games. Obviously, that leads into a state championship. Did you feel that momentum at the time? Did you feel like, you know, we're going back a couple years now, but 2022, did that feel like a start of something that's still continuing now?
You know, we play in a really competitive league, so some of those losses that we had, or several of those, were to bigger schools that we had to play against, and they're great programs, and we were in some of those games, and those games made us what we were when we got to our division, and you know, we lost there in the sectional 5 years in a row, and then the sub-state in 2022, and we felt like we had a great nucleus coming back for last year, and the kids showed it. We still started out 0-2 to Kingman and Garden Plain, but those were tough games.
Matt Beeler with us from Conway Springs, 5-0, now more than halfway through the regular season. Tell us a little bit about this team. Who makes it go? Give us some of the personnel.
We got 10 seniors back, and so that's big. When you've got an upper-class group and then some juniors that step into there, I think that plays a big part of those guys being 17, 18 years old. But Isaac Winter is probably the one that steps out with both sides of the ball, being a guy that's, you know, got a lot of carries this year, and when he finds his seam, he's got the speed to go the distance and pretty electric there. And we like to run the football, and so having a guy like that really helps us out. And, you know, Cade Howell is a blocking back, but that's kind of a lineman slash back, and he gets about 5 or 6 carries as that fullback. But, you know, being 220 pounds, 215 pounds, he's a load when he's a lead blocker for guys to handle. And then we have two other seniors in Grant Fisher and Eli Howard that have both had great years and step in at some of those positions. And junior Logan Osner stepped up and has shown that he can not only run the ball, but it can throw it to our targets of Connor Rusko and Lane Whitney, who are 2 6'3" and 6'4" tight ends.
So, yeah, your running backs are kind of like Green Bay Packers quarterbacks. It's just like once one leaves, they get another one in that's really great, and you've kind of done the same with running backs. Obviously, that's your style. That's the offense you run. But can you identify who that guy's going to be before he gets to Conway Springs? Do you know who has that potential, or is it all just kind of about how they develop when they're in the program?
You know, we've noticed coming through the program, some of them we see in middle school that'll be pretty special. And, you know, but it's kind of neat when you see those guys step up from their freshman to sophomore year and just really have embodied what we asked for and hitting the weight room and developing themselves. And, you know, Isaac's been a weight room warrior type of kid and has built himself to that ability and works on his speed. And, you know, for us to run the ball, we also can't not talk about the offensive line. We've got a two-year starter, been an All-State player in Cooper Koster. He's 6'4", 255, and, you know, he leads the way. And then Ashton Stoll, who was on the state championship team last year. And then we got a couple newcomers that have filled those spots. You know, Lane Whitney was a lineman that went back to tight end. So we've been able to do that and have some younger guys come up and step in on the line, and that's really helped us.
Matt Bieler, the head football coach at Conway Springs. Again, 5-0 with a game coming up Friday night at Sterling. You've only given up 31 points all year. 24 of those came in a 45-24 win over Medicine Lodge, which has a really good team. You beat Garden Plain, a rival, 13-7. Those have been the two biggest test for you, and to get wins on the road in both of those places makes a pretty good statement, doesn't it?
We are proud of how the kids have really been disciplined on wherever they play to play their game, and we're going to have to be that way at Sterling this week. You know, they knocked off Medicine Lodge and are looking really good right now, and so we're going to have our work cut out for us on Friday night.
What did that win over Garden Plain symbolize for your team? You mentioned the 0-2 start last year. You go on to win a state championship. One of those losses was to Garden Plain. I think the last time you'd beaten them was in 2018, and even in those state championship years, kind of earlier in the century, I guess, that was a team that gave you fits. So what did it mean to beat them, and what does that say about your program?
You know, we played Garden Plain a lot, over the years, some years it was twice in a year, and the last 6 years, I think that game's been decided by a touchdown or less, or a couple of years by 1 point. So it was a great win. Our kids were very pleased after that night of being able to take care of that on the road. It's a tough place to play, a tough environment, and it was a great test for us. And I think it told our kids that they can play with anybody, and that's what we've kind of had that mentality that we're going to get everybody's best shot, and we're going to have to go in and play great football.
Matt Bieler, our guest, you played at Conway, right? Just verify that for me. I think I'm 99% sure I'm right about that.
I did not, sir. I did not. I came in 1998.
Well, that 1% always wins out. There you go. So you've coached there since 2009.
Yeah, I've been
I'm curious.
Since 2009.
I'm curious, and before that, an assistant, but I'm curious what kind of hold that community has on you, because that's a long time to coach at a smaller high school. You've obviously proven yourself as someone who can really coach the game of football, but what is it about Conway Springs that kind of has you in its grasp?
You know, there's great people there, and my kids grew up through there, and I was able to raise them through the school system, and I really enjoy my job and the people I work with, and it's just great people and great community.
And where'd you say you went to high school?
I went to Harrington High School and graduated in 1993.
There you go. I knew it was one of those schools. Not really. I screwed that up badly. Go ahead, Jeff.
So do you feel like a 1A school? Your numbers are pretty good, probably really good for 1A, but you're such a powerhouse that you probably could play in 2A or even higher than that. It's almost like an Andale situation where, you know, they're a smaller school, but everybody plays football. So does it feel that way to you? Do you feel like a small school?
It's been, you know, since I've been able to be there and see us drop over 100 kids since 1998, and you know, through those years, it's been tough. We're at 70 boys, and we get close to 40 of them out for football. So, you know, when they look at the state averages, a lot of them are around 20-some, 25%, and we're over 50%. We feel blessed with that. You know, the kids, they do look forward to coming out, they don't really look at size and things like that. They just know they got to come out and do what's asked of them.
And then that's a good point that Jeff brought up, Matt, because there are so many classes in football in the state of Kansas, and I honestly don't think we need this many, but I haven't been able to budge anyone in the Kansas State High School Activities Association for 40 years of kind of whining about that. Do you ever have a moment, or do you think any of your players or community members have a moment where they say, man, it'd be kind of nice to be kind of fun to see how we stacked up against Cheney or somebody like that? And does that ever enter your head?
We just, like I learned a long time ago and from Coach Cottrell, Fred Cottrell, that you just play the schedules given to you and you do the best you can in that schedule. And that's what we strive about to do, you know. And every 2 years we go and have that scheduling meeting, and we find out where we're listed and where we play, and then we have to come up with those first couple of games throughout the year and find out who's schedule mixes and fits. And there's some really good teams out there, and it's nice when you do play them, because when you get great competition, then you're able to see where you're at and make you better.
Well, that damn Fred Cottrell talking common sense all the time. If I was a marketer, I'd try to market a game like that. But I'm not. So you've had tremendous success through the years doing it your way. We appreciate your time on the show. Best of luck coming up Friday at Sterling Conway Springs, trying to go to 6-0. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, Matt Beeler from Conway Springs. Man, I'd like to see some of these games.
Who wouldn't?
Wouldn't you like to see Andale play Goddard Eisenhower? Wouldn't you like to see some of that?
Yeah, that'd be the one game right there.
No,
I'm just
giving you an example.
No, give a better example.
Well, that'd be a great game.
How about Andale Andover Central? How about
Andale Northwest?
Yeesh, not sure.
Would you like that one?
Not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
I don't think Andale could keep up with Northwest.
I don't know. I don't know if they could.
I kind of know.
You don't know.
I'm not trying to. I kind of know.
You don't know.
I kind of know.
But you don't know.
Let's get Steve Martin on the show. He went to Andale. He coaches at Northwest.
I'll get Steve Martin on the show this week.
I bet he'd tell us.
And I'll ask him that
very
question.
No, I'm going to ask him.
No, you won't be here.
When?
I'm going to do it Wednesday. You're not here. Although I don't know what I'm going to do Wednesday. Nobody's available. I don't know what Duda and Anthony are even around for. They're never available.
I hear you.
I mean, we need people.
I mean, I just...
Am I going to have to look for another co-host?
I don't know, maybe. You want to do it with Dave Michael Hahn?
Can
get him on the...
That wasn't...
We had a great show Friday.
I didn't enjoy that show.
Everybody loved it. You didn't listen.
I didn't enjoy it.
Turn on the baseball game.
We got another hour to go.
Flip it on.
Guardians will begin game two here against the Tigers shortly. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.